Theodore Boone was an only child, and for that reason, usually had breakfast alone. His father, a busy lawyer, was in the habit of leaving early and meeting friends for coffee and gossip at the same downtown diner every morning at 7 a.m. Theo's mother, herself a busy lawyer, had been trying to lose 10 pounds for at least the past 10 years, and because of this, she'd convinced herself that breakfast should be nothing more than coffee with the newspaper. So he ate by himself at the kitchen table, cold cereal and orange juice, with an eye on the clock. The Boone home had clocks everywhere, clear evidence of organized people. Actually, he wasn't completely alone. Beside his chair, his dog ate, too. Judge was a thoroughly mixed mutt whose age and breeding would always be a mystery. Theo had rescued him from near death with a last-second appearance in animal court 2 years earlier, and Judge would always be grateful. He preferred Cheerios, same as Theo, and they ate together in silence every morning. At 8 a.m., Theo rinsed their bowls in the sink, placed the milk and juice back in the fridge, walked to the den, and kissed his mother on the cheek. "Off to school," he said. "Do you have lunch money?" she asked, the same question 5 mornings a week. "Always." "And your homework is complete?" "It's perfect, Mom." "And I'll see you when?" "I'll stop by the office after school." Theo stopped by the office every day after school, without fail, but Mrs. Boone always asked. "Be careful," she said, "and remember to smile." The braces on his teeth had now been in place for over 2 years, and Theo wanted desperately to get rid of them. In the meantime, though, his mother continually reminded him to smile and make the world a happier place. "I'm smiling, Mom. Love you, Teddy. Love you back." Theo, still smiling in spite of being called Teddy, flung his backpack across his shoulders, scratched Judge on the head and said goodbye, then left through the kitchen door. He hopped on his bike and was soon speeding down Mallard Lane, a narrow, leafy street in the oldest section of town. He waved at Mr. Nunnery, who was already on his porch and settled in for another long day of watching what little traffic found its way into their neighborhood. And he whisked by Mrs. Goodlow at the curb, without speaking because she'd lost her hearing and most of her mind as well. He did smile at her, though, but she did not return the smile. Her teeth were somewhere in the house. It was early spring, and the air was crisp and cool. Theo paddled quickly, the wind stinging his face. Home room was at 8:40, and he had important matters before school. He cut through a side street, darted down an alley, dodged some traffic, and ran a stop sign. This was Theo's turf, the route he traveled every day. After 4 blocks, the houses gave way to offices and shops and stores. The county courthouse was the largest building in downtown Strattonburg. The post office was second, the library third. It sat majestically on the north side of Main Street, halfway between a bridge over the river and a park filled with gazebos and bird baths and monuments to those killed in wars. Theo loved the courthouse, with its air of authority and people hustling importantly about and somber notices and schedules tacked to the bulletin boards. Most of all, Theo loved the courtrooms themselves. There were small ones where more private matters were handled without juries. Then there was the main courtroom on the second floor, where lawyers battled like gladiators and judges ruled like kings. At the age of 13, Theo was still undecided about his future. One day, he dreamed of being a famous trial lawyer, one who handled the biggest cases and never lost before juries. The next day, he dreamed of being a great judge, noted for his wisdom and fairness. He went back and forth, changing his mind daily.